Back here for today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're catching up with Isaac Rankin of the Knoxville Panthers, a 10th place finish resulting in his second All-State honor. Isaac, just starting off, what does this award mean to you to be able to win it for a second time?
Yeah, I mean, it's been my focus throughout like all of high school, and it's just like really surreal, really cool. You know, it's something, this is like the big finale, it's what you work towards all season, and to just know that like all the work you put in throughout the months, it's come to the goal that you wanted, and it's just a great feeling.
And you talk about that, just having the ability to come up here and represent the community in Knoxville at the state meet and be able to do it so well. Again, a top 10 finisher in a race that features, you know, some of the best runners, not just this season, but, you know, over the course of careers as well. And to be able to come up here and finish top 10, how much sweeter does that make it?
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool to represent our little 3A town on the, we were just talking about on the car ride, we're on like the low, like one of the lowest 3A teams in terms of just like, I guess, being in terms of like school size, and it's just really cool. I mean, I love it. I mean, being able to represent my guys, you know, my team, and I'm just proud, so couldn't be more happier to, yeah, and I mean, even just like the community, you know, I have people like on runs being like, or in the school being like, good luck tomorrow, Isaac, and stuff, good luck today. And it's just, you know, really happy that I can go out here and get the job done, so for them.
Well, and you talk about a little bit of that, and one thing I heard you mention to Derek the other day was, you know, just how much it means to you to be able to represent this community and, you know, kind of show the way for future generations of Knoxville Panthers cross-country runners that, you know, this is something that can be achieved even if we are one of the smaller schools in the spectrum of 3A there. You know, being able to come up here and take top 10 even, how much, what does that mean to be able to kind of pave the way for those younger runners and maybe show them what is possible?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely like gives them something to like see and be like, okay, that guy did it, maybe I can do it. And I mean, like, you know, I just love to see it for us. I mean, you have like, it's a great team atmosphere. Like, you see like JV guys, their season gets over, and I mean, they're still practicing with the squad, they have the option, they still want to be here. So, you know, hopefully that just like inspires others. Maybe, you know, cross country could be a fun sport. I mean, it is, so maybe others will see that. So yeah.
Well, let's talk about the conditions here again as we're talking to Isaac Rankin of the Knoxville Panthers after a 10th place finish at the state cross country meet. Not necessarily ideal conditions today, rather chilly, can make it a little bit harder to run as well. Talk about kind of the mentality you had going into this race, knowing that conditions maybe weren't as favorable as they were a week or two ago.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be smart, you know. Before the race, I was like, oh crap, it's kind of cold today. Like, the feels like was like 28. When I saw earlier, but really just got to keep in mind, like, it's pretty windy out today, so like those sections where you're going west, I mean, which is what it is today, I mean, you got to make sure to draft, you got to, you know, be smart with that, try not to take too much of the wind. And I mean, the cold isn't too bad when you're racing, you kind of don't think about it, but I mean, you just got to be smart. So yeah.
Well, you talk about kind of using the wind to your advantage here. Obviously, you know, portions of the course that works out great, and at times it's almost a disadvantage, right, when it's blowing in your face there as well. When you look at just the, you know, preparation, you know, how do you mentally prepare for that? Because it's sometimes harder when you're running to 100%, just picture every single aspect of the course and kind of picture when to draft, things of that nature.
Yeah, I mean, it can kind of suck at times, but, you know, even, like, the crowd helps to block some of the wind a little, which helps. But, you know, you just got to, like, mentally prepare. It's going to be another obstacle, but, you know, it's still just the race. You still just run, like, run with grit like you always need to. Give it all out there, and, I mean, it'll go all right. So, yeah.